The Alawi tour, sponsored by the CIA. In recent days, the visage of a smiling Iyad Alawi has beamed from the screens of the corporate media to try to put a nice face on the disaster in Iraq. Alternately fawned over and lauded as Iraq's interim prime minister, Alawi is supposed to be the spokesman of an emergent democracy in Iraq and, by projection, in the entire Middle East. One has to wonder, why this guy? Where does he come from? The long career of Iyad Alawi is a long and winding road, one which brings him to the attention and the service of the Americans. When he was a student in Britain, he was an informer for the Ba'athist Saddam Hussein regime. Later, he conveniently switched his allegiance to work for MI6, the British intelligence agency. He would subsequently turn his coat to serve the CIA. This opened the door to a lucrative career as a consultant for various UN agencies, from which he would launch the Iraqi National Accord, or INA, a group composed primarily of disaffected Ba'athists who, on the payroll of the Saudi Royal House, the CIA, and MI6, would stage a series of terrorist attacks in Iraq during the 1990s. The INA bombed, among other targets, an Iraqi movie theater, killing dozens of people. In 1996, when the CIA backed a failed military coup against the Saddam regime, the presence of the INA was severely reduced in the country. It is not an accident of history that the world's loudest claimants to the so-called war against terrorism would enlist a former terrorist in their crusade to remake the Middle East. Messrs. Bush and Blair couldn't give a tinker's damn about terrorism. This is about control of the Middle East and domination of the oil-rich region for generations. That's why Iraqis are fighting against the so-called interim government. They know that most of the people on the benches are puppets of foreign imperial will who also care nothing about democracy nor terrorism. Every empire that has ever ruled over a foreign people has installed supple puppets to follow their orders and do their bidding. That is the way of things. For the better part of two generations, we saw this same thing as the West handsomely supported vile dictators like Mobutu in Zaire, Marcos in the Philippines, the Shah in Iran, and 100 other various princes, generals, emirs, and pashas. Alawi thus joins a rich historical entourage. With the exception of the Kurds and several Islamic parties like al-Dawa in the Supreme Council of the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, few of the representatives in the so-called government have a real social base in the country and have opposed Saddam's regime while he was in power. Most are, like the CIA's former poster boy, Ahmed Chalabi, rich men who lived in wealth and comfort abroad for generations. And when Chalabi tried to build a real constituency of support among the majority Shia population, the CIA threw him to the wolves. Alawi, the henchman of the Americans and the British, is being positioned to emerge as the new Iraqi strongman, using American and British imperial might to bolster his claim to democracy. A war was waged on a lie to bring forth this lie of an Iraqi democracy, where the wealth and future of the nation is mortgaged off to the highest, whitest bidder. This democracy is but the newest form of colonialism. For Free Speech Radio News, from Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.